At the end of a poster that's doing the rounds on social media at the moment, it reads, "Now more than ever, we need to show the community spirit that the club is so proud of." And that club that we speak of is Youghal United. I'm delighted to say now that I'm being joined on the line by Mark Hennessy of Youghal United and, of course, Be Active Jim. Mark, good evening to you.
How are you, Linda?
I'm good. And that is pretty much sums it up there, doesn't it? That now more than ever, we need to show community spirit.
We do. Look, Linda, without panicking people, there's going to be a tough few months ahead here. It's going to be a few months, and there's a lot of people that are going to need help. Now, first of all, Linda, I'd like to say, right, this group that we're trying to set up, right, it's a support group. We need more volunteers because over time, people are going to get infected themselves, I'd imagine, as time goes on. So the more volunteers we have, the more we can keep this going. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and absolutely. And we better let listeners know, what is this volunteer group that you're looking to set up?
Okay. Basically what it is it's a group of people that have got together, okay, that are going to try and help. We say, I'll just give you a little rundown there of people that could avail of our help. We say you're the old and the vulnerable, which you consist of. Anyone over 70 now, Linda, to the best of my knowledge, aren't supposed to leave the house. Right, so if you're 70 or plus and you have no family or you can't depend on anyone, you're going to need to get medication, shopping, bits and bobs like that. Basically, what we're trying to do is we're trying to give out numbers that they can contact, and then we can put it into the group and who's around at that time to help that person. You also have people with underlying health issues that shouldn't be leaving the house. That can be any age. It can be someone with diabetes. Anything. Also, you have people that are caring for family members, Linda. Okay, you might have Mrs. X, they are caring for her 20-year-old daughter who has additional needs. Technically, she shouldn't be leaving the house because if she gets infected, there's two people there straight away that are going to struggle. She's the only carer she has. So we want to help Mrs. X as such so as well. She shouldn't leave the house so she can ring us. Also, Linda, there's people like, they're going to get depressed. You know, people suffer from depression any age. They might be anxious. They might want to talk to someone. Something like that. Ring myself, Massey or Richard. I'll give you the numbers now there in a second. And if we can't deal with it, we'll have someone ring them back. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. And it sounds, I mean, it's a brilliant initiative. I mean, as you said, in times like this, we all have to come together. There's no point pulling apart in times like this. We have to come together. Now, Mark, I assume, because it will be a question that people ask, that if somebody is doing this and they're delivering your shopping or they're collecting prescriptions for you, whatever it may be, yes. I would imagine all these volunteers are going to adhere to the HSE guidelines, aren't they?
Yes. This is only something to start. No, we're trying to get this in place before, like you have a couple of days before it starts to, like in the next couple of weeks, then things are going to be a lot different around you all. I can guarantee you that. So what we're trying to do is we're going to organise a meeting there as well, where we educate everyone on how we're supposed to deliver these things, gloves, sanitizers, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. And it is, I mean, it's such a vital service that it has to happen. I don't see how we can get away with it. As you said, the next few weeks, we don't know what's coming ahead of us in the next few weeks. We hope that it will all be okay. But we don't know how long it will take before we get to that point that it is okay. So, and as you said, for a lot of people as well, a lot of people are just scared and they're isolated and they're lonely. And it's nice to think that even if you want to pick up the phone and have a chat with somebody, you now have that option to do it.
That's as important as any of anything. That's as important as the elderly, people with health issues. The fact that you can actually pick up the phone and just talk. And just talk. I think that's going to be a huge thing. I think people are going to, there's a lot of people out there don't understand what's happening, Linda. They can't get their head around this at all, you know. But we need people to buy into it. If people aren't going to buy into this, we can't help them. If people won't pick up the phone and ring or text, we can't help.
So what is it? So what is it you need people to do? So if there's somebody listening here at the moment, they're fit, they're able, they have access to a car and they're OK to agree with the HSE guidelines and all that, what do they need to do to become part of this group?
I'm going to give you three numbers now, Linda, OK? And what they do is they'll contact one of those three numbers. They'll be put into a group with, I think we've 26 in the group at the minute. which is fantastic. You wouldn't believe the people that just, boom, straight away got involved here. But hopefully now there'll be more getting involved today, because the more the merrier. The more the better. If the more people you have, the less strain it is and the more effective we can be. So you can contact Richard on 087-283-1365, or you can contact Maffey on 089-416-4558, or you can contact myself, Mark, on 087-341-9422.
We'll get all those that information up on our website and up on our Facebook pages and stuff like that as well.
Yeah, and they work for the volunteers that want to help out, and also the people that feel that they could do it, help.
Now, if people want to volunteer, Mark, I'm guessing, be it an hour you have to give or 8 hours you have to give, anything at all that you can do is of benefit. Maybe there's people who wouldn't like to do the delivery side of it, but maybe they'd like to be at the end of the phone if somebody would like to ring and have a chat. I'd imagine all of that is catered for.
Yes. All of it, it's actually quite, well, we think it's quite simple, Linda. I hope it works. What it is basically is someone, we say, Mrs. X needs her shopping done, and no, this minute I get a phone call. I'm not around, so I put into the group, anyone around to do Mrs. X's shopping? Someone will reply, yes, I can, and it goes from there then.
Okay, perfect. So it's a network of volunteers all working together, and where you can help out, you do help out.
Yeah, it's banged into the group, and who's ever around at that time and can help at that time takes the job.
Brilliant. Brilliant. It's an excellent initiative. It's one that, as you said, it's needed. And you know what? Hopefully, when all of this has blown over and all the dust has settled down, and that maybe it's something that could tip away in the background as well, because there is a lot of people in our community at the moment that are isolated and worried without there ever being COVID-19 around the place.
Yeah, I agree, Linda. And you know what? There could be this, as you said, could carry on, and people could benefit in the lot. Maybe there's light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, absolutely there is. No. Now, stepping away from this just for one quick minute, and I'm going to take advantage of the fact that I have a fitness expert here on the line with me. Obviously, there is a lot of people at home now. This 2 kilometre radius is going to restrict people in their exercise. Is there anything people listen to? People can exercise at home quite effectively, can't they?
Of course they can. There's so much information online now, Linda, what you can do. Like bodyweight exercise, you can do a lot of bodyweight stuff. You can squat without weights, you can do push-ups, you can do sit-ups. But I honestly feel you should get out for once a day and use that 2 kilometre distance that you have, you know.
Yeah, because a good brisk walk at 2 kilometres will raise the heart rate as well, won't it?
Yes, and it's going to be good for your head as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
But like we should adhere to the restrictions now. If everyone plays ball at what they're asking, stays in, gets out for a little walk, and keeps it straight like that, hopefully we'll get through this a lot quicker, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Mark, listen, well done to you, Richard Mossy, to all the guys that are involved in this. It's an incredible initiative. It's badly needed at this time. I'll get those information up on our Facebook page. We will also call it out here as a community notice as well. Or if there's anybody listening here and you want the number, ring us here on 024-911-99 and we'll get those numbers to you. And Mark, I suppose it's just a case to pick up the phone and ring you and offer their hand up for help.
Anytime, Linda, anytime, day or night, ring one of the numbers and someone will answer.
You're a star. Mark, thanks a million for coming on the phone with me.
Linda, thanks so much for your help again.
No bother.
All right, have a lovely day.
You too. Thanks, Mark.
See ya. Bye-bye.
Bye.